Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Ed Stetzer.
It's 2021. Let's take a moment and look with hope into 2021. And one of the hopes I have is that in 2021, after 5 years of doing this, you could actually update the introduction. But what is too much to ask? We've literally had a global pandemic. We've had elections. We've had economic collapse. We've had murder hornets. And still, we have the same introduction as we used to have. I just want to point that out.
Well, you know, sometimes consistency is better than novelty. So,
wow. Did you just make that up? I think consistency is the hobgoblin of the small mind or something like that. Someone said that. I don't even remember where that comes from. I'm going to look that up. Consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds. Who said that? Let me see. It's probably going to be somebody terrible.
I don't know.
Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Okay.
I quoted Emerson on the podcast.
Hobgoblin.
You did. He said, a fool, it's a hobgoblin of little minds. So don't I get it? Like, for coming up with a Ralph Waldo Emerson quote, this is why people listen to the New Churches podcast, because we go extra.
Okay. But when's the last time you heard that? Like, because to quote Emerson, I mean, that's,
I don't know. Been a while. I mean, yeah, that was probably something in college. Impressive.
No kidding. Crazy.
I mean, Wheaton College is it's kind of a weird environment. All these people walk around Wheaton College and they, you know, they talk about, I just did a podcast with Karen Swallow Pryor, and she's like Wheaton College brain kind of person. I mean, she's great and she's at Southeastern. We're for her. But in our podcast, we're talking about cultural issues of the day. This is Stetzer Leadership Podcast, if people are interested. Whole different conversations where we talk about not church planning, but about cultural issues. And, you know, of course, the conversation, she's saying, well, maybe it's like we're in Plato's cave. And I'm like, you know, normal people, like, don't know, you know, so I had to Google. Remind myself here.
That's bringing me back to university philosophy.
Exactly. You remember Plato's cave. Sure.
Yeah, for sure.
It is funny just, you know, how people, but we're here to talk about church planning, and most church planners aren't quoting Plato's cave or Ralph Waldo Emerson. We just got stuff to do. Tell people about Jesus.
Yes.
Hopefully develop our own minds as well, but tell people about Jesus as well.
All right. So on today's episode, we have been, if you have been listening to episode 547, 549, 551, 553, we've been doing a little bit of a mini series on church life and leadership in and around this COVID-19 era, not necessarily the shutdown and not necessarily the reopening and the vaccine and all that stuff, but even what's going to happen after the vaccine, because we're still going to be experiencing the effects of all of this. So today we are wanting to focus on the $1 million question, right? The question that we've all been wondering.
Is that Canadian million or is that US million?
The US million is worth more, right? So
it is right now.
That's probably like 1.3 or 1.4 million Canadian.
Exactly. So all those dollar signs with the queen pictures on them, that, you know, throws us off. We don't have the queen on our money.
So it's all about metrics, right? Metrics.
It's about metrics.
Right. So that's the question, where when our in-person services have been shut down and have come back and all of that, the big question is, hey, how do we measure success? What do we measure, especially, and not necessarily while we're online or while we get back in person, but even afterward, what should we be measuring, the things that we used to measure? So let's talk about metrics.
Well, and it is, you know, partly early on in the pandemic, we saw everyone so excited that they saw their online numbers like quadruple or quintuple.
Because everyone was watching everyone else's.
Exactly. And I was like, literally me. I think I watched your church, you know, it was fascinating. It was like, let's watch. And I tell you, I was at Moody Church at the time, and Moody Church is doing a great job now. But we were caught flat-footed because, you know, we're a radio church. Mm. And so, you know, so we don't have like, the camera's like way in the back. So then, you know, the camera's way in the back. It kind of gets the crowd shot. You know, it's not like the newfangled churches where, you know, it's right up front and you got the screen or any of that stuff. So, you know, here we are, like week two of lockdown. This is what, March? And And it's basically, you know, a camera overlooking and 3,000 seats that are empty going on a pulpit 5 miles away. And, you know, and it was like, okay, we changed all that since then. And the team there has done a great job. Michael and the whole team there have done a great job. But, you know, even then we didn't know how to count. What are our metrics? And, you know, Facebook is, you know, Facebook, you know, their engagement is just not, I mean, or, you know, we just had someone click through and plays on their screen for a second, then they leave. So people learned, and I think people know that now. We don't need to go through, you know, those kinds of metrics. And also, too, don't use Facebook anyway as your primary platform. Get people over, you know, to some of the online platforms, the online.church, all that. And that's, of course, the good people. They're doing a great job at, you know, just sharing that, you know, just helping all of us at Life Church, helping us to use that platform for free.
It's amazing.
For free. I mean, crazy. We did a podcast. I don't think not on this one, on the Central Leadership Podcast with their team. And, you know, they were adding 40,000 churches a week for like 3 or so weeks. And it was crazy. We talked to Bobby Grunewald, and, you know, so why not use that? I mean, So that gives you greater engagement, greater metrics. So I hope that in 2021, when we're talking to you about this, that we're not having that kind of metric conversation. So maybe the question is more, what is success and how do we measure it at least for the next 5 or 6 months in 2021? Because I think that answer will be different in fall 2021. You know, everyone at this fall 20, it's been interesting watching my email because I haven't gotten a speaking engagement request in except, you know, close relationships for what, 9 months.
Oh, yeah.
And in the last 2 weeks, a lot of requests, and almost all of them are for late summer or fall. So we know what people are thinking. Mm-hmm. They're thinking back to somewhat normal by late summer, fall. I think that's a good, you know, somewhat normal, good expectation. So, but church plants, we still got 4, 5, 6 months. So here's what I would say. I think what we are seeing is that, you know, we did a podcast with Dave Ferguson. I keep referring to my other podcast. My apologies, Daniel.
No, it's good. It's a good podcast.
Thank you. And we have great conversations, but this is the one for church planning. But the one, if people wanted to listen, put it in the show notes, the one with Dave Ferguson. You know, Dave's such a church planting uber leader, mm-hmm, you know, just doing great stuff. And he, you know, I asked him, all they're doing, I say, how's evangelism being impacted? And, you know, at the end of the day, we would say it's been a hard, slower opportunity to do evangelism. So I think we've got to, in our metrics, raise our evangelistic intentionality to catch up with what we've seen as evangelistic decline. Let me say it again. We need to raise our evangelistic intentionality to catch up with what has been evangelistic decline. 2020 has not been a great year for many people share the gospel. Even, you know, for me as a spiritual discipline, every week I seek to share the gospel and I just ask the Lord for the privilege and he opens door after door. And I have found 2020 to be the hardest year to keep that spiritual discipline. Because I just don't talk to people. You know, you can't go up to somebody nowadays without getting punched if you just walk up to a stranger in Illinois and start talking to them. Even when you got a mask on, people just are nervous. So we're having to find new ways to do that. So I think part of the metrics we could measure is our evangelistic intentions. So how much time am I spending? How many relationships I'm initiating, particularly very early on in the church planning stage. It's early to fall back. Focus on who we have, focus on online discipleship, and not make evangelism a priority. So one of the things that even we did as a church is just knowing that we couldn't invite people to Christmas Eve in New York City where I'm serving, is we actually invited people to online, but we asked people in our church to post, and people, you could do this coming up to Easter, and you can measure this as a success, to have people post their online testimonies, tag their friends on Facebook, and at the end, invite people to a specific website that that we created to invite people to. So we're not saying, okay, well, we can't get people together, so we can't talk to them about Jesus. No, we're going to use social media. You know, if we can't do it in person, we'll let the rocks and stones cry out. You know, we'll let the electrons and avatars cry out. So I think you could measure your evangelism and hold yourself accountable to a greater sense of evangelism. I do think you could still measure the engagement that you have in small groups if you're not gathering together, or the engagement you have when you're gathering together in person and online. And you'll want to, particularly now we're in January, it's a tough season. We're all seeing the numbers we're seeing. But we know that this is going to begin to turn. So what does it look like to see as you move people from online engagement to in-person engagement? What does it look like to move them from electrons and avatars to feet and faces? Now, that's probably not the next week, but let's begin to talk about that. Talk like that, that by February and March, and certainly by Easter, we'll be able to move back into some of these more intentional conversations. So I would make your metrics in line with your current situation, your strategy and structure. You know, and when he talks about a crisis, your mission, vision, values, they stay the same. Your strategy and structure changes. So your strategy and structure while you're listening now in January and the goals you're going to place out, your metrics to February and March are going to be different and substantially different from those in April and May. But let's not tone down the advance of the gospel during this time. Let's make it a greater focus and something we measure.
Love it. Love it. I just to quickly add, because I feel like you've covered a ton of it, would probably be the health of your leaders, the health of your pastors, the health of your lay leaders, the health of your board and your elders and your deacons. And because I think the one thing that we've recognized this past year is so goes the leader, so goes the church, right? So when you think about that and just think about all the neglect of spiritual lives and of our personal lives and what, you know, the aftermath of that has been, we really need to make sure that that's something that we're measuring. That's something that we're continuing to put the pedal on rather than just focusing on outputs of, you know, number of groups and giving and number of people in seats, right? So I think in the with this kind of weird time that we're in where people, there are going to be people who are going to be online indefinitely for the next at least year and others who, you know, can't come back soon enough. When we think about all of that, I would say rather than just measuring those two pieces, measure movement. Think about ways you can measure movement, right? Movement from, or even frequency of gathering, frequency of growing, and not only measuring the number of people in groups, but how many disciple makers do you have, right? Not just disciples, disciple makers, people who have signed up and are like, yes, this is where I'm all in, and these are the people that I'm discipling. So anyways, thanks again for listening in. We do hope that this episode has been helpful, but you know what? Be sure to go back to 547, 549, 551, and 553, as these are all episodes that we've been really focusing in on this COVID-19 era. All right, thanks again for listening in. I'll catch you next time.